Chapter 3, The Rescue. A while later, Marie's father returned without Rosie. He was soaked and his hair had been blown by the wind. "I can't find her," he said. "I called to her, but the wind is loud. She might not have heard me." Marie gasped. "Oh no," she cried. This time she couldn't stop her tears. Rosie was out there in the storm. Her father put his hand on her shoulder. Cold rain dropped down his arm. "I'm sorry," he said. "It's not safe for me to be out there looking for her any longer." Marie nodded. She didn't want anything to happen to her father, but she couldn't stop worrying about Rosie. That night, the family slept on the couches and chairs in the living room. Everyone felt safer being together. In the morning, Marie sat up and listened. She didn't hear any rain or wind. Aunt Paula came out of the kitchen. "There are cereal bars for breakfast," she said, as she pulled the wrapping off the package. Marie and Hector went to the kitchen.